Good morning. How are you? Happy Labor Day, September the 7th, 2020. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast. I am Tom, protected. This is the Social Podcast Network. Find all of our podcasts here. www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. If you want, just say it. Labor Day. This is the one. Actually, give me any holiday, and I back in the day, I'd really screw it up. I mean, really. Good opportunity. Luckily, I don't have to live like that. So, you know, it was the holiday weekend. A little different this year, but a lot of the same. Bunch of people showed up like usual. Wasn't so bad. Yeah, these Memorial Day, Labor Day, 4th of July, these weekends, man, especially if you live around a seasonal summer kind of community, they can be a bitch. A bitch. Everybody's in a hurry. You know, it's so funny. If you live here, everyone's an idiot, right? God, this guy's an idiot. The tourists, idiots. They don't know where they're going. I can remember my wife going to Virginia. Me and my wife went to Virginia Beach. We didn't know where the hell we were going. We were crossing over lanes. We were total idiots. I'm sure the people there were like, look at these idiots. Visiting idiots. We're all just trying to do the best we can. Right? There are some idiots. I don't understand. Do people understand that the left lane is for passing and the right lane is for driving? Do people get that? The left lane is for passing and the right lane is for cruising. In a perfect world. Of course, sometimes we get stuck in the left lane. But if you were driving in the left lane, just driving, you're an idiot. That's all. I mean, seriously, people. Is this a school? Do they not teach this in school? Left lane's for passing, right lane's for driving. Left lane's for passing, right lane's for driving. And if you're going to go in a turning lane, go into the turning lane and then hit your brakes. If you don't do that, you're an idiot. That's all there is to it. Are you behind me, people? Thank you. this, you know, when my buddy Matt died, my sponsor, you know, I was like, you know, when like weird things happen in your life, you relate songs to it and the song's sending you a message, you know, the message from Matt. But my relationship with him kind of reminded me of this song. You know, it's like you come into the program, you come into the tree, and you bounce around limb to limb each day, meeting to meeting. Sponsor, you got all your little sub-sponsors, you know, the people looking out for you. Oh, you're so-and-so's pigeon or whatever. I don't know why they call you that, but you're so-and-so's sponsee. Come on. You know, everybody keeping an eye on you. And then one day, man, you climb out of that tree. Find life, relationships, careers, you know, all the things that weren't allowed for you to have because you couldn't stop drinking, or I couldn't stop drinking, I should say. All the things I didn't realize that I could have. All the things that I took for granted were all taken away or given away, however you want to look at it. I gave it away. If we're going to be like really deep, I gave it away. But early sobriety, early AA, it's like a tree, you know. Bounce around limb to limb each day. You know, my life was in the tree, and all the older elder monkeys, the sober monkeys, and they, you know, they watch over you. It's like, you know, you see those documentaries about monkeys, and the little kid monkeys are running around, baby monkeys. Mom slaps them, gets them in line. It's kind of like getting sober. You know, there were times during my early sobriety that people pointed things out to me. It just rocked my world. Oh, my God. They're on to me. But then that day. Then came the day when I climbed out of these tall trees. Out. First relationship sober, first job, first schooling. Made me feel like I was above. I was advanced. You know, sometimes people be in your life and you just constantly rely on them, right? What's that? Where is that? How do I do that? What page? You know, and that's how kind of my life was with Matt. Not that I had to ask him about, but I just had this reassurance. Are there people in your life that give you that reassurance? Like, oh God, I know this person's in my life. It's going to be fine. It may not be your wife or your husband or your parents. It may be a sponsor or a friend. But you're like, and even though they may not even do much, just knowing that they're there to talk to makes you feel safe. Makes you feel like coming out of the tree a little bit. Walking out on a branch a little farther. Get busy, life comes at you. You walk away from the tree. All of a sudden, farther you're away from the tree, the less you hear the other monkeys. I mean, when you're in that tree, it's all you hear are monkeys. But you climb out. Climb down. Walk away. You can hear them back there. Start hearing other monkeys, though. Other animals. Sometimes a message gets blurred up, right? When Matt died, I was like, you know, maybe this is my time to come out of the tree. Take what I've learned. Take it into the next life. You know, I never got a new sponsor. Didn't want one. How am I ever going to get another sponsor that can replace Matt? The good thing, one thing about Matt as a sponsor, though, is he didn't ask a lot. And that's one of the things I'm afraid of with a new sponsor. Someone's all of a sudden going to ask a lot. You know, Matt did a great job. He's a great sponsor. I'm not sure that I'm at a place, a perfect spot, a perfect place. I don't know if I understand everything. I know I don't understand everything. But he was good. You know, he was great. Then he's gone. I've come out of the tree, and you know, you get away from the tree, and the monkey sounds quiet. And the main monkey, my main sponsor, his voice went quiet 6 years ago. But I'm not getting another sponsor because nobody will be like him, right? Probably need another sponsor. I'm sort of sponsoring myself. Is that a good idea? Probably not. You know, this whole COVID-19, man, has reminded me I need to get a little closer to the tree. I need to hear the other monkeys chirping. Haven't heard monkeys for a while. It was a good weekend. Went to the beach. You know, the beach always is a great... I love the beach, not because of the sun and the beach and the waves and stuff, but it's the great equalizer. You know, we spend our day trying to look perfect, you know, whether it's looking good and fit or whatever it is that where you're at in your life and you want to look good. But we have, like, clothes and hats and shoes and socks. Cool shorts, cool sunglasses, you know, all filters.
No filter.
It's all fucking filters, people. I don't know if you realize that. If I put on two different shirts, one has a Polo logo and one has a Walmart logo, you're going to think of me a little differently if I'm wearing a shirt with a Walmart logo. Filters. So we filter ourselves. We put filters on. Gucci, whatever, Louis Vuitton, whatever it is that, you know, that's going to make you part of Supreme. I read an article this morning. This Supreme, this teenage influencer on YouTube, El Supreme or something like that, he died, killed himself, or overdosed or something, whatever it was. I read about that all the time. Young influencers, young people. Can you imagine being young and being given, like, being told how amazing you are through likes and popularity at that age? I had one friend, I think, in high school, and it was overwhelming. You know, they say it's better to have never walked with the Lord than to have walked with the Lord and then walked away. It's like AA, sort of. You know, it's almost better. I'm not going to say, I don't believe this, but the feeling the same would be, it's better to have never had AA than to have had AA and then walk away. Because they say once you have AA, you have a belly full of AA. And that is true. I mean, even when I drank, all I did was think about AA. People say, if I drink, I'll never be back. Bullshit. It's all you're going to fucking think about, getting back. Unless you didn't really give a shit in the first place. That's possible. Like I said, there was a minute, this program didn't work for me. Because I didn't want to get sober. But you go to the beach, and, you know, you got to take off your clothes. Got to wear a bathing suit, right? All the lumps and fluff, bumps, all the ugly comes out, you know. I mean, you can filter it a bit with a cool bathing suit or, you know, whatever. But the reality is that we got to put out what we got. And this is how I am. You know, at 52, I'm getting to be an older man. I'm an old guy. I'm not the young guy I used to be. I used to be thin and skinny. And I was thinking about that yesterday. I'm like, what happened to those days? Oh, I think you became a man is what happened. Can't be a teenager into your 50s. I mean, when you're that skinny at 50, that looks weird too. But it's my perception. It's what I'm looking for. What I see myself as. And I see myself as this 18-year-old kid. And, you know, I guess this is the time in your life where you start coming to grips with that's over. Those days are done. But we try so hard to look so good and appear so great, then we all show up at the beach. And it's kind of cool. Just all exposing all of our worst parts. You know, except for the real worst parts. There's a dude looking in the window at me doing a podcast. yeah, you go to the beach and you got to put it out there and everybody's fine with it. You know, my mind would be like, oh my God, everyone's going to look at my fat stomach. Or luckily, I'm not too bad, but I'm 52. You know, I don't have a six pack anymore. And I don't really care. It just feels good to be out there and being really about being honest. You know, if you start your day off and you don't like something about yourself and you cover it up or hide it, you're kind of living a little bit of a lie, right? So right now you're kind of building like little bits of, you're building a foundation of the day, but you're putting little lies into the between the rocks, you know. Whether it's, let's say you're a normal working person who makes a normal wage, which unfortunately is a little lower than the amount that you would need to be a little bit awesome. But you want to be awesome, you know. Here you are and you want to be like the other people. And some, you know, awesome clothes and awesome stuff does look better, right? Or why would we want it? But you, you know, with credit cards or whatever, you buy something extra. And then you start, you're like, damn it, I shouldn't have done that. So right away, it's not, you're a little annoyed, a little stressed out about the whole thing. But there we go. And we're covering up our fluff and our udder. My hair teacher, all right, ladies, even though I was a guy, all right, ladies, it's time to tuck in your fluff and udders. We're opening the floor. But we cover up all our stuff with our clothes and our cars and our paint and our jewelry and our watches. But it ain't who we are. It's who we want to be. It's who, it's the game. Like, this is who I am. I know I'm not, but what does it look like to you? So we're already kind of feeling a little crummy. I know I would be. I know I do. You know, a couple weeks ago, I'm like, I need to, I'm an extra large. You know, I'm an extra large shirt. I'm really not. It's not like a way a large fits. It's not big and frumpy enough because my fat gut some days. But shit, we've been running. And so I got all these extra large and I put them on and I realized I'm not an extra large. I'm a large. I'm actually probably a medium. I'm actually probably a medium. I can wear a medium. It's just a little tight, so I really need a large. But a couple weeks ago, I'm like, I must be an extra large. And I ordered a couple extra large. And I'm wearing them. I'm like, I look like I'm a 10. You know, what's my problem? What am I hiding? What am I trying to hide? It's not like we don't see it, right? We all see it. Oh, look at that. What's that guy hiding? What's that girl hiding? There's nothing cooler than a person that might be heavy or too skinny that just wears their clothes. And we all see it. We all say, oh my God, she shouldn't be wearing that. But she don't give a shit or he doesn't care. There's some freaking peace to that. There is some peace to that. And I guess it's called being, knowing who you are. Knowing who you are. You know, if you think of a lifetime, a lifespan, you know, we live our life and whatever it is we do, sometimes we'll do things or pick up things or behave in a certain way and then we'll just wear that around our neck and that's almost like who we become. Let's say you're a, you know, for me example, you know, when I was in my teens, I loved smoking pot. I was a pothead. Loved running the streets, having fun, you know, flipping gravestones over, you know, riding on top of cars, drinking beer, doing beer bongs, smoking weed, climbing mountains, you know, whatever it is we used to do. But I started carrying the label as a pothead. I didn't really want to work. I didn't want to have a job. I had one. It was a shitty job. That was when I was in Albuquerque, and then I was over in California. Started doing speed, almost I'm a little bit more of a drug addict. Run the streets, lazy bum. That starts to become who I am. That's me. And I start becoming okay with it. I'm just a lazy drug head. Smoke up too much pot, too speed. Don't want a job. That's me. You do it for long enough, and next thing you know, that's what you really think is the truth, and it's really not. I have a lot of life left. I mean, that was 20 years. But there are times 30 years later where I'm in my 50s, and I still go, oh, yeah, I'm just still this. I'm still just a pothead, drunk, drug addict, doesn't want a job. Someone forgot to tell that guy that I'm not that guy anymore. I don't do drugs. I don't drink. I have a job. I forget to tell myself that stuff. Oh, yeah, update your file, Tom. Update your info. It takes more work. You have to think. It's crazy. I ordered a book. All right, let's do this. I'm going to read a daily reflection. I ordered another book. It's not daily reflections, but it's something like it. And in ordering the book, I realized that a lot of people talk about these books. It's not like a secret anymore. So maybe me reading a daily reflection on a daily basis would be okay, right? Ooh, September 7th, Our Side of the Street. I'm not going to read this yet, but I love this topic. This is one of the things I tell my kids. My wife and I talk about it. We joke about it. Your side of the street clean? Yep. You take care of your side of the street? I did. And you got nothing to worry about. I love that. That's what, you know, keep your side of the street clean, everything's fine. We are there to sweep off our side of the street, realizing that nothing worthwhile can be accomplished until we do so. Never trying to tell him what he should do. His faults are not discussed. We stick to our own. That's pretty heavy. I made an amends to my dad soon after I quit drinking. My words fell on deaf ears since I had blamed him for my troubles. Several months later, I made amends to my dad again. This time I wrote a letter in which I did not blame him nor mention his faults. It worked, and at last I understood. My side of the street is all that I am responsible for, and thanks to God and AA, it's clean for today. I love that. That is amazing. That is a, you know, basically mind your own business. You know, keep your side of the street clean. Keep your area clean. Manage it. Matt used to say, as long as you're not smoking crack and paying for hookers, it should be fine. Meaning, are you keeping your side of the street clean? You know. I know. To thy own self be true. There's nothing worse when you're not keeping your side of the street clean and you know it. And your life's fucking falling apart. People are like, what's going on? What's the matter? And you just don't want to be honest about it because you're not being true. It's like, you know, mind your own freaking business. It's important. All right, listen, I got to do another podcast. I do two podcasts today. I hope everyone has a great day. We'll check in tomorrow. Hopefully I get my new book and we'll start reading it. And listen, if you're worried or struggling, reach out. If you don't want to reach out, you're probably going to end up drinking. If you do drink, reach out afterwards. Probably not going to want to, but eventually you are. And know that when that happens, reach out. You can reach out to me through I Am Sorry About Last Night on Instagram. I don't think I have a Facebook page, but you can reach out through our social podcast network if you want to get a hold of me. If you're struggling, reach out. Tell somebody, listen, I'm struggling. Cuts it in half. If you want to get sober, you can do it. If you don't want to get sober, keep trying. It'll happen. All right? I hope everyone has a great holiday. Stay safe. And we'll talk to you later.
Mm-hmm.